This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, September 27th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. Six teacher unions from North and Latin America are calling on the United Nations to investigate the mysterious disappearance of 43 student teachers in Mexico 2 years ago. One of the unions calling for action by the UN's Human Rights Council is the American Federation of Teachers. The AFT represents some 1.6 million members working as educators and other public employees. I talked to AFT President Randy Weingarten. I asked her to describe what happened to the student teachers in Mexico.
2 years ago, 43 teachers in training, Mexican teachers in training, disappeared under very mysterious circumstances. And despite people from all across the world, including Mexican teachers, asking the government to take an investigation seriously and find these teachers in training, people who wanted to make a difference in the lives of children, not only was the government silent, but there's some evidence that suggests that they were complicit. And so now, 2 years later, a group of trade unionists from Brazil, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, El Salvador, and ourselves are asking the UN Human Rights Council to find these teachers or find out what happened. There is a grave injustice that has been done, a human rights violation, a moral violation, and that's why today we have all collectively in solidarity taken this action.
No bodies have been found. Is there a chance some of the young student teachers could be alive?
You know, until we know what has happened to them, you never know. And one can always hope and one can always pray. But at the end of the day, regardless of what has happened to them, we need to find out. The educators of the world are now the conscience of what has happened to these young people who wanted to be teachers.
What do you expect the UN's Human Rights Council to do?
We expect the UN Human Rights Council to take this seriously and to put pressure on the Mexican government to do not only a proper investigation, but also find, if possible, find out if these kids are still alive and if not, what happened to them. This is about the eyes of the world trying to shine a spotlight on this grave injustice.
Why is the AFT so interested in this situation in Mexico?
We are part of the sisterhood and brotherhood of educators all throughout the world. And when people go after the teachers of the world, you know something is very wrong.
One of the largest global unions is preparing for its international conference scheduled to be held in Brazil at the start of October. Industrial represents 50 million workers in 140 countries. They work in a wide range of sectors from mining to manufacturing to garment production. Jürgen Reyna is the general secretary of Industrial.
We are pretty busy here preparing the Second World Congress of Industrial Global Union. In the beginning of October, we will gather 1,400 union leaders from all five continents to Rio de Janeiro. We will celebrate the first 4 years of this organization and take important decisions about the future on the action and strategies for future years. We will be there also to support the struggle of Brazilian workers and their unions for democracy and labor rights. So if you can't be there, please log on to our Congress website, check the blog and the live stream, and that way you will feel the spirit of our Congress slogan, Fighting Forward, A Luta Continua.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.